that's just start. His love endures forever, for the life that's been reborn. His love endures forever. Sing praise.
Welcome to Finding God in Prison with your host, Deacon Joe Montone, the founder and director of the WINGS program, an inmate reentry and recovery program. And now, here's your host, Deacon Joe Montone. God is faithful, forever
God is Good afternoon, my friends, and welcome to Holy Spirit Radio and our program, Finding God in Prison. My name is Deacon Joe Montone, and it's a privilege and a pleasure to be back here with you on the air at 1570 AM WISP and 1420 AM WCOJ. And today, my friends, we're going to be talking about faith and how important it is to put that into our profile as we live our life day in and day out. But before we do, I want to make an appeal to our listening audience, our people out there who care about other people and the needs that some people have. And today we have a need to put on the table for St. Mary's Cathedral over in Trenton, New Jersey, my friends. And St. Mary's is a large parish. It is the number one church in the Diocese of Trenton. And I am based there as a deacon, a newly ordained in May of 2022. And that church has no air conditioning. And this is one of the hottest summers that I can remember. And I just want to put it out there that for the last several years, St. Mary's Cathedral has had no air conditioning. And it is in need of not only repair, but replacement. And so I want to ask you to pray about it. And if you could help us out financially to replace that air conditioning at St. Mary's Cathedral, which is in the city of Trenton, New Jersey, a very, very difficult and tough area to minister to people and to deliver the faith and the love of God into the hearts and minds of other people. If you can help us financially, now our goal is $500,000, which is the cost of a new HVAC air conditioning system, which is, been identified as the number that we are to raise and to come up with a solution to this problem of having no air conditioning. So if you could find it in your heart, my friends, to help us with a donation, with a contribution, and it can be, you know, whatever it is that's right for you, whatever it is that's comfortable for you. And if you're out there, my friends, with a very, very large bank account, and you would like to write us one check that could satisfy that need, we would love to hear from you. All checks are made payable to St. Mary's Cathedral, okay, and it's in Trenton, New Jersey. But I will be the point of contact as the deacon, Deacon Joe Montone, in the Diocese of Trenton, based at St. Mary's Cathedral. And I'm asking you, my friends, to dig deep into your heart, into your treasure, and see if you can help us to satisfy the need of providing cool air to the people who attend Mass at St. Mary's Cathedral. And you know, they have three Masses a day, Monday through Friday, and then on Saturday, several Masses, and Sunday, once again, three Masses. And so, you know, there is a lot of work that's ongoing in the Diocese of Trenton at St. Mary's Cathedral. But once again, our mission here is to solve the problem and to provide a new air conditioning system to St. Mary's Cathedral. And I know with your help, we can do it. So please spread the word to to everyone who appreciates what we do here at Holy Spirit Radio. And we thank Holy Spirit Radio, Dale and Jane Meyer, for giving us the opportunity to make this appeal to you to help our neighbors across the river over in Trenton, New Jersey, and to help the priest, Monsignor Roldan, and Father Marchin, and our deacons there as well, and Father Tony. We appreciate anything you can do with your financial support, your contribution. Please, once again, pray about it, and whatever you can do would be greatly appreciated. Again, my name is Deacon Joe Montone, and welcome to Finding God in Prison. As I said earlier, we're going to be talking about faith today. And if you could give me a moment, my friends, I'd like to just mention a couple of things with regard to St. Mary's Cathedral. And we had an ordination there this past May, and five newly ordained deacons were placed into the Diocese of Trenton, and one a transitional deacon who will go one more year and then become a priest. So what we do as deacons and priests is important. It for us, it was a five-year journey, and including the master's in theology. It was a beautiful journey, which required a lot of academics and a lot of focus, an intense focus on the Word of God and the implementation of the actual, you know, procedures and policies, the rituals within the church that have come down through the ages. And so, once again, I'm very happy to be part of St. Mary's Cathedral. And anything you can do for us, my friends, would be greatly appreciated. And you can, you know, if you can write us a check made out to St. Mary's Cathedral, and you can please send it in to Holy Spirit Radio, and we can, you know, bring the checks to St. Mary's Cathedral for you. And we'll have one point of contact. That will be me, and as a support for the Diocese of Trenton and also the Cathedral of St. Mary's. So, okay, let's get into the area of faith today. You know, in the WINGS program, our inmate reentry and recovery program that we've been doing since December of 1993, we have touched many people. And one of the great focuses of WINGS is faith and helping men and women to engage with God, to build a relationship with God. And hence we have several philosophies within the WINGS program, such as the priorities in life, where we have God first and then you, and then family and work and community service and hobbies and sports. And we place God first because we want to build that relationship with God, develop our faith in God, putting our trust in God, and preparing truly for eternal life, you know. And so getting our priorities straight is key to building that relationship with God. Because I know for many of us, God is last on the list each and every day. And we have 168 hours in a week. And how many hours do we actually allocate for God? And normally people go to church 1 hour a week on Sundays. And so most of that 168 is going for work and school and hobbies and sports and community service and other things. But how much quality time do we allocate for God in preparation for eternal life? Building our faith is important. And it's required, my friends, if we want to be with our Lord Jesus Christ and our Father in heaven, if we want to be there, then we have to believe in Christ. We have to express that with our tongues and make a claim that this is our belief. And we cannot do it any other way. So it requires quality time to build our faith, as it would for a successful marriage with a husband and wife. They have to learn about each other and develop that relationship to the highest levels, where they are now man and wife. And the institution of marriage is on the table, and they both engage within it. And they are fruitful and multiply, teaching their children to do the same. So quality time is essential for a successful marriage between one man and one woman. Quality time is essential if we are to build a relationship with Jesus Christ and our Father in heaven. And no one comes to the Father except through me, says our Lord. So we have to build that relationship with Jesus. And it all starts with quality time. Engaging in prayer. Engaging in the Word of God. Listening to the Word of God. And understanding the gospel readings from Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Understanding the readings from St. Paul, who wrote 13 books of the Bible. All of this is required, truly, if we are to develop our faith. And, you know, where the faith is strong and the intentions are good, God can bless. So as we develop our faith, a strong faith, a real faith, an honest faith, not a faith that we use only when we want something from God, but God is there time in and time out, day in and day out. He is part of our day. We rely on Him when we wake up, when we go to sleep. Throughout the day, we acknowledge Him in all things. We see the good in other people, and we relate it to God, as God is the creator of all men and women, the creator of life. He says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you and dedicated you to become a prophet. All things that are good come from God. So once again, where are you in your faith? Is it last on the priority list? 1 hour a week as an obligation? Or is it a high priority where we acknowledge Jesus Christ in all things, give thanks to God for all good things that are happening? The breath of life, our ability to breathe, to see, to hear, to touch, to smell, the senses, our ability to walk and talk, our ability to work and to have the ability to provide for our children, our families. God gives us all good things. All of these things are in the blessings of obedience in the book of Deuteronomy. And Moses makes it clear, as your reward for heeding these decrees, these commandments, the Lord your God will bless you and keep this merciful covenant as an oath to your fathers. He will love you and bless you and multiply you. He will bless the fruit of your womb, your children. He will bless you in your grain and wine and oil, the issue of your herds. He will bless you in your homeland that was promised for you, your home. This is all about faith. Where do you and I put our faith today? Are we putting our faith in the streets? in the stock market? Are we putting our faith in the wrong people versus God? Only you know that. Other than you, God knows it. And God is calling us to make some changes, to put our faith in Him, to rely on Him, to be dependent on God Himself for all things. But faith is important. And in the Wings program, once again, we talk about putting God first in the priority list. But we also talk about God in the area of balance. That you and I have a mind, body, and soul. And all three must be balanced. All three must be fed in a positive way for the soul, the mind, and the body. And when we are feeding the soul, this will help us to develop our faith. How do we feed our soul? Once again, we have quality time set aside for God, to pray, to talk to God in prayer, private prayer from the heart, road prayer, beautiful prayers like the Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. The Our Father prayer, taught to us by our Lord Jesus Christ, that when we pray this way. And we have beautiful prayers from the scriptures, my friends, such as the Hail Mary prayer in the Gospel of Luke. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The Hail Mary prayer given to us as a blessing, as our Blessed Mother Mary was part of the Father's eternal plan. And it's identified in the Gospel of Luke, when she's visited by the angel Gabriel, and she gives her yes to God. May it be done to me according to your will, according to your word. And God blessed us with our Blessed Mother Mary, who was to be the mother of Jesus, bonded with the Holy Spirit, and then blessed with Saint Joseph, the foster father of Jesus. My friends, this is our faith, but we need to talk about it. We need to understand it. We need to believe it. We need to share it. We need to love it, live it out, and develop our faith. Our Blessed Mother Mary, the mother of our Lord Jesus Christ, we don't worship her, but we honor her as the mother of Jesus. And it's powerful. And God our Father says to honor your father and your mother. And we look to Our Lady as our heavenly mother, truly our Blessed Mother Mary, the mother of Christ. We give her honor. And we want to identify this, my friends, that the Holy Family is the role model for family life. So God has blessed us not only with our Blessed Mother Mary and St. Joseph, but with the Lord's birth 2,000 years ago. So powerful an event that world time, my friends, is based on the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, who lived for 33 years before he was nailed to the cross, and then 3 days later rose from the dead. This is our faith. What do you and I believe? Where do we put our faith? Are we putting it in human beings? Or are we putting it in God Himself? Are we putting it, once again, into money, power, prestige, the stock market? Putting our faith in the wrong people? Are people letting you down again and again and again? Isn't it time that you and I make a change in where we put our faith? That we give the Lord Jesus Christ His due? Give Him a chance to change your lives? What do you need? What more do you need to do, my friends, to increase your faith? Faith is a gift. No one comes to the Lord unless the Father calls him closer, it says in the Word of God. So you and I, my friends, have to identify where we are at in our faith. And I know in the Wings program, we talk about finding God in prison, finding our faith in prison. For many inmates, they have to get very, very isolated, very, very lonely in a prison cell or recovery home. They have to find their faith. And God will meet you there as He will meet you in other places. I remember a man who had a large family, but he felt alone and isolated in his own family. And what he was missing was the Lord Jesus Christ. He was missing that spiritual feeding for the soul. And although he had a whole house of people, he was lonely. He needed more of God. If you need more of God, my friends, isn't it time that you take the time to get on your knees and to pray to God and ask Him? God says, ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door shall be opened for you. This is where we want to put our faith in God. And we want to put our trust in God so that people don't break the trust and let us down. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He has never let me down. He will never let you down. But life is not easy. Life can be difficult. People can be born into difficult situations because of lifestyles that are conducive for sadness, depression, chaos, incarceration, recovery from substance abuse and alcoholism. People can be born into difficult spots. I remember when I was 21 years old, working at the Milleridge Inn up in Long Island, New York, where I worked every weekend for 5 years while going to college. I remember one Christmas when this waitress, Barbara, came over to me and said, "You know, isn't it sad, Joe, that everybody's working hard and making money, but no one has the Christmas spirit?" I said, "Yeah, it really is a sad thing." And she said, "Well, what can we do to get that spirit?" And I said to her, "Well, why don't we do something nice for someone else, you know?" She said, "Well, what can we do?" So, "I don't know." I said, "Maybe we can raise money for an orphanage." She said, "That's a great idea." I said, "Well, where's the nearest orphanage? And she said, "St. Christopher's Orphanage in Glen Cove, New York." So Barbara and I went to St. Christopher's after we called him up to pay him a visit, to take a look. And this was the kind of orphanage I thought in my mind that children would be running around playing soccer and having fun out in the schoolyard. But it wasn't, my friends. This was the kind of orphanage where children were born from addicted parents. And there were babes in arms who were 6 months old, 3 months old, a year old, children who had missing limbs, children who were blind, and people who had children who had been born from mothers who were engaging with alcohol and drugs during the pregnancy. And immediately our hearts were wide open for St. Christopher's Orphanage. And we ran raffles every weekend to raise funds for St. Christopher's. And we did this for several years. But I put it out there, my friends, because we have a responsibility to help other people. And God calls us as He increases our faith. He calls us to do more. And if you have a heart to do more, like Mother Teresa, a heart to do more for other people who helped the homeless and the AIDS victims for years, more than 40 somewhat years. If you have a heart to do more, we need to find out what that more is that you want to do and allocate your time in that way. Feeding the hungry, educating people, bringing alms to the poor, visiting people in prison, visiting people in nursing homes and hospitals. Whatever you can do, my friends, God calls you to do it today. And once again, as we close out the program, I want to remind you here on Holy Spirit Radio that we have a need that I've placed on the table to provide a new air conditioning system for St. Mary's Cathedral in Trenton, New Jersey. And I challenge you, my friends, to pray for this mission and to, if you can, write us a check, make it out to St. Mary's Cathedral and send it to Holy Spirit Radio. And I will be the point of contact to deliver those checks to Monsignor Roldan in Trenton, New Jersey. And I thank you for your support in advance. May God bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Have a great day. God bless you. We'll see you next time here at Finding God in Prison at Holy Spirit Radio. God bless.